You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. Christmas is more than a month away, but for the Dutch, Santa Claus is coming to town a lot sooner. Weeks before Christmas, Sinterklaas, the guy we know as St. Nicholas, arrives with a book that tells him who's naughty and who's been nice. Sinterklaas is joined by his sidekick, Black Pete. Pete is an African helper who doles out treats and punishments. The Dutch Sinterklaas celebrations often involve white people in brown face makeup who portray Black Pete. This coming Sunday, the Seattle area Holland American Club will host Sinterklaas in Lake Forest Park, and that comes along with local residents dressed up as Black Pete. Some folks have a problem with that.
It's not like I ascribe any racist intent to any of them. I think that they're just maybe not aware of how it could come off as offensive to other people.
That's Seattleite Julie Van Arken. She's of Dutch descent. But Marae Koenders-Coles doesn't agree with Julie. Koenders-Coles is president of the Holland America Club. She says kids like Black Pete and Sinterklaas.
So it's a Abbott and Costello kind of act. And Pete functions as the comic person in the St. Nicholas celebrations.
Koenders-Coles says they have no plans to change Black Pete this year. The small local celebration pales in comparison to Christmas time in the Netherlands. Hundreds of people there dress up as Black Pete, but recently Black Pete has turned into a Dutch controversy. James Kennedy is an American historian who studies Dutch history at the University of Amsterdam. Kennedy says in Holland, Black Pete accompanies St. Nicholas as he arrives from Spain.
St. Nicholas comes with his servant or servants. Usually it's multiple Black Pete, but they come on a boat from Spain, which, you know, was the home of the Moors. And it has often been said that Black Pete is a Moor. I mean, this is also part of the complicated thing, is that the Netherlands was ruled by Spain back in the 16th century. And so in that sense, I think it's to the Dutch kind of an exotic, foreign, mysterious, and maybe even a somewhat threatening kind of country.
So does the tradition of Black Pete then date back to the time when the Netherlands were ruled by Spain?
No, it doesn't. This is something that is all added to the folklore more recently. The time that it really becomes part of an annual feast day that's celebrated by children in the Netherlands goes back to about the 1850s. And so you can say there's a kind of invention of tradition that takes place in the mid part of the 19th century.
So why is Black Pete black?
Well, there are different sources to it. One would be is that he is a Moor, and Moors are Muslims from North Africa, and therefore they are dark-skinned. Another explanation is that these aren't really Moors in the Spanish sense at all, but these are African slaves or bonded servants who came over to the Netherlands. There's reason to think that because we see a painting of about five centuries ago in which you have an African servant dressed very, very much like the kind of dress that Black Petes run around in nowadays. There are other people, particularly today, who really insist that Black Pete is really just another word for Sooty Pete, and that he's black because he comes to the chimney and doing Santa Claus's or Sinterklaas's doing.
I'm talking with James Kennedy, who's an American historian at the University of Amsterdam in the Netherlands. This brings up a question about how blackface is interpreted, and I'm curious how it's different in the Netherlands from the legacy of the American minstrel shows here in the United States.
There are many Dutch who would say that this really has very little resemblance to the minstrel shows as they emerged in the United States. Roughly about the same time, I might add, as Black Pete appeared in his current form in the Netherlands. The argument would also go is that the Dutch had relatively little contact with people of African descent or of Africans. They had colonies, particularly the West Indies, Suriname, and some of the Antilles, but these were sparsely populated areas, and there was relatively little travel between the colonies and the Netherlands, and so the Dutch had to rely more substantially on their imaginations of what the servant of Sinterklaas should look like as opposed to American whites, at least many of whom had direct knowledge and contact with African Americans. There certainly wasn't a minstrel tradition, as it was known in the United States, in the Netherlands. But there is this, there is obviously this very, very close connection with blackface, and that in many respects it very much looks the same and emerged at the same time.
You alluded a few minutes ago to a controversy. What is the controversy in the Netherlands right now regarding Black Pete?
The controversy is whether this is racist and discriminatory or not. And this has been an issue that's been around for about 30 or 40 years. I think the discussion really starts being picked up, especially by people who from Surinamese Dutch who came over in the 70s. But it never really got a lot of resonance in Dutch society. The Dutch really brushed it off. But it's really been in the last 2 years in particular that it has really taken off as an issue. And there have been also more foreign voices who have weighed in last year. A commissioner from the United Nations determined that Black Pete was racist and discriminatory, which also drew a lot of attention to it.
And what do the majority of the Dutch people think?
There is a growing minority of Dutch who say it's discriminatory, or if people find it discriminatory, if some of my fellow citizens or neighbors find this appalling, then we should just stop doing it. But the majority of the Netherlands still see this as being essentially harmless, that no offense is intended, that this is a tradition that's been around for 150 years, that nobody thinks of Black Pete as representing Africans, and therefore nobody should take offense with Black Pete.
You're an American, but you live in Amsterdam. You research Dutch history. What do you think of Black Pete?
Well, I bring my American background with me, and so in that sense, I feel uncomfortable with it. And I also see some of the pain that it afflicts on people I know. So in that sense, I'm pretty critical of the practice. I find that I have children born in the United States, but who have now lived more than 10 years in the Netherlands. I find them arrayed against me. My children think that this is...
Really?
Yeah. They think it's essentially a harmless Dutch tradition, and that that I'm overwrought in reacting the way that I do. And it's not because I think I'm raising children who are insensitive to these kinds of things, but they've clearly been socialized with this Sinterklaas tradition that they found in some ways charming and endearing and warm, and so they're loath to part with it. But no, I think it's something that the Dutch need to think about changing, and I think over time that the Dutch will be changing. You're seeing already this year that most of the Peets in the Netherlands will be black, but that many of them will, increasing number of them will be otherwise colored Peets. And so they have a cheese peat, or they have a pink peat, or they have other kinds of peats that are also popping up.
That was James Kennedy. He's an American historian who researches Dutch history at the University of Amsterdam. We wanted to know if any of you had experiences with Black Pete, and we got a call from Jenna Franklin in Seattle. Every year, Jenna travels to the Netherlands for Christmas, and her mother-in-law gives her a gift of chocolate.
My first visit there, I was very shocked to see when I opened it up a picture of a cartoonish blackface minstrel figure on the front. And I sort of thought, oh my gosh, is this the culture I'm marrying into? And this is how they feel about black people, because I'm a black person. And so it was a little bit scary and made me feel very nervous. Much to my shock, there was no understanding about the connection that people around many other parts of the world had to that representation being quite offensive. And I was then told I could never, ever, ever tell my Dutch nephews about this because it would absolutely break their hearts that Sinterklaas and the Black Pete were not universally loved.
That's Jenna Franklin. The Seattle Area Holland America Club will celebrate Sinterklaas and Black Pete this Sunday in Lake Forest Park.